You're listening to Swimming World Radio. This is Brent Rutemeller. I'm at the Minnesota NCAA Men's Division I Swimming Championships. And had a, watching the opening ceremonies, they put on a tremendous diving exhibition. And there was this crazy diver up there who's up in his age, and he was on the tower doing sailorman head dives and backflips, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of him, and I found out it was the legendary Dick Kimble. So we're going to talk a little bit with Dick about what's going on with his life now and how does he stay fit being up there and doing those crazy things. So thanks for joining us here, Dick.
Well, it's a real pleasure. I've followed Swimming World for years and years, way back from the very beginning of the magazine. And I've coached in Michigan for 43 years, and I retired in 2002. I've probably traveled more since I retired. And I still do comedy shows and stuff, and I'll be 72 in May.
72, and you're up on that, on the 3 meter, doing, well, I can't even describe to our listeners what was going on there. You almost did a belly flop.
Right, off 10 meters.
Off the 10 meter.
Not 3 meters.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 meters is, the competition tomorrow night will be 10 meters. And the diving here at the NCAAs has just improved incredibly, just like the swimming has. It's amazing what the divers are doing. From when I dived, they're doing those dives 1 meter now instead of 3 meter when we did.
Dick, before we go into what you're doing right now, let's just go back a little bit of history here. You know, you were national champion in 1957. You coached, as you said, in Michigan for 43 years.
That's correct.
You served on the Olympic staff for 5 Olympics.
Right, but I've been at 9 Olympics.
You've been at every Olympics since 1960.
That's right. In 1960, I didn't go. 64 is the first one. Yep. I was the coach in 64. And
just amazing.
I've had divers on every team, so I managed to get there, no matter whether I was the official coach or not.
So for those real pure diving enthusiasts, you're out there still diving. What kind of listed dives are you still able to perform?
I can do almost anything I've ever done. I did dives that, I did an arm stand back double with a 1/2 twist.
Whoa. You can do an arm stand on the 10 meter.
Oh, yes.
And at 72 years of age.
Yes.
Going into a
back. Arm stand back double with a 1/2 twist. I did that dive in 1960, and it took 35 years to get it in the books.
Half of our listeners will be doing that in smack position.
Well, that's right.
So what other kind of dives can you still do?
Oh, I can do almost any of the dives I did. I did a lot of dives out of a little tramp right up in 10 meters. I was the second diver ever to do a front 4.5. And I did them.
A front 4.5?
Front 4.5.
And you can still do a front 4.5?
Well, I don't know about that, but I did it till I was 58.
My goodness. So, well, you look like you're in the peak of health still, and you're
enjoying it. Well, I rollerblade every day. In fact, during the winter when it's snowing, when I retired, the hockey coach, Red Berenson, gave me brand new hockey skates, lifetime free skating at the Yost Ice Arena. So I stay in good shape.
Well, most lifetime memberships at 72 don't last too long. But you're going to get your money worth out of that one.
Exactly. Oh,
my goodness. And what we saw in the open ceremonies was this clown diver out there. At least in my mind, it was a throwback to the 30s and 40s and 50s when the clown diving was really a spectator sport. Talk a little bit about the history.
Well, clown diving has been done in shows for years and years, but it's almost a dying sport right now.
It really is.
We used to do clown shows, travel all over the country and do comedy and straight diving, and now there are hardly any people.
You would be a part of those traveling shows?
Yes. We used to spend 2 weeks in Minneapolis, 2 weeks in Seattle, in a production show, the Aqua Follies. There were 200 people in the show, full orchestra.
And how old were you at the time?
I was just getting out of college.
And that was a tour?
Pro tour.
Is that right?
Yes. In fact, the world championship, the World Fair year out in Seattle, we were out there 5 weeks, dived every day for 5 weeks in the show.
Do you have any great stories about one of the performances?
Well, I traveled around the world with my partner in 1960 doing Goodwill shows, and we went to Japan, the Philippines, and we did shows in the Philippines. They said, we're going to put up 2 brand new boards for you. They did. It was 12 inches wide, 20 feet long. I walked out in the end, I was standing in the water up to my knees. There's a gunny sack on the end of it. That's the kind of boards we had to dive in some of the places.
My goodness.
But yeah, we've had great, great stories.
How has diving changed today?
Diving, it's just like breaking a 4-minute mile in running. Diving, they've broken the barrier on some of these dives. And we now have an open book. You can do any dive you want. There's a formula, and they can give you a degree of difficulty for any dive. So there's a lot of new dives being done.
Oh, so the creativity, there's no ceiling. You can go
you
as
can
far
do whatever you want. You're going to see a couple divers do front 4.5 tonight in the competition on 3 meter.
What's the next barrier?
I would say maybe doing 4.5 pike on 10 meter. Guys are doing inward 4.5s now on 10 meters. It's just incredible what they can do. They're stronger. They use the board softer. And it's just developed just like swimming.
Well, I mean this in a compliment. It just seemed crazy out there watching you on a 10 meter tower, 72 years old, doing a sailor man dive. For our listeners, the classic no hands, head
right.
First, smack in, and popping up, and the biggest smile on your face, and jumping up there again.
Well, I've done that for so many years, I don't even think about it anymore. I love to do shows, and I love to dive. I still dive at my age and do trampoline. Every year since 1955, I bounce in the Detroit Christmas Parade on Thanksgiving Day on a trampoline going down the road, and it's an annual thing. Every year we go out there and do it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
And lots of luck, and hope everything comes your way.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
This is Brent Rudemiller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming and diving from around the world.
Thanks.